Al Jazeera Podcasts.
Israeli airstrikes in northern Syria have killed at least 40 people, including six Hezbollah fighters. The attacks targeted areas in the city of Aleppo. And Israel has launched another attack across its northern border into Lebanon. Its military says it's killed a Hezbollah commander there. Ali Abed Aksan's Naim car was hit by a drone in the town of Bazouriye. The highest court at the United Nations has ordered Israel to ensure unhindered food deliveries into Gaza. Hundreds of thousands face starvation there. Israel has responded, saying it's committed to meeting its legal obligations, including humanitarian assistance. But its forces continue to target residential areas across the Strip, despite a UN Security Council resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire. At least 12 people were killed in an airstrike on a house in Rafah in the south. 71 Palestinians have died in the past 24 hours. In other world news, a bus has plunged off a bridge and burst into flames in South Africa, killing 45 people on board. The only survivor was an 8-year-old girl. A major fire has engulfed a building under construction in northeastern Brazil. Debris was seen falling from the high-rise in Recife. Media there say emergency crews evacuated people from nearby buildings. No casualties have been reported. Dengue fever infections across the Americas tripled in the first 3 months of this year compared to 2023. At least 1,000 people have died this year. The UN's Pan American Health Agency says it could be the region's worst outbreak of the virus, which is carried by mosquitoes. And finally, some eye-catching pictures from Iceland of two of nature's most spectacular events at the same time, an erupting volcano and the Northern Lights. Four eruptions in as many months threatened the nearby fishing town of Grindavik. The flows of lava are now being seen against the background of the aurora. While creating disruption for Icelanders, the view is spectacular.
Coming up on The Take... As many Christians around the world prepare for Easter, we speak to a pastor in Bethlehem about the struggle Palestinian members of the faith face. That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.